Many of us think of spices as just ingredients for cooking, but for centuries, some have believed in their medicinal powers, and science is proving some of that ancient lore to be correct. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Natasha McCullough, the author of the book Spice Health Heroes, about the basics of spices and their health properties.
Some say herbs, some say spices, but what is the difference between herbs and spices?
The jury is still out, as it were. Primarily, spices we think of as hard, dried balls, such as peppercorn or allspice. But spices are arils, such as pomegranate, rhizomes, such as turmeric and ginger, seeds, berries, bark, flowers even. And the biggest bone of contention is, for instance, basil, which I have as a spice. When it's fresh, it's considered a herb or an herb. And when it's dried, it's considered a spice.
Why don't you just give us a quick overview of the history and healing properties of spices in general as you were doing your research?
Spices have been used not only for flavor, but considered as medicine in traditional medicine for thousands of years. And people tested them and used them for medical reasons, for health, for staving off a cold, for decreasing the swelling of a sprained ankle, for instance. A lot of the spices as well have these active compounds, which are the concentrated form of a chemical that's naturally derived. And a lot of these spices are now used in modern-day medicines. For instance, one of the compounds in turmeric is derived and made, added to Tylenol to help for the pain relief. So it's absolutely fascinating. The more I read about this, the more I researched, I just thought, my goodness, this is just amazing, and they taste delicious.
Yes, let's stick with turmeric because that is the first of your five spice heroes. What are some of the other healing properties?
Turmeric, I call the master spice. It is probably the oldest spice and the most heavily researched spice there is. Studies have been going on in India for years and years and years about turmeric. And it's a rhizome, so it's a root. And it was used as a culinary spice, a sacred spice. And it was used for anti-inflammatory properties, which is used today. One of the most fascinating things going on with turmeric nowadays is it is being trialed by Olympic-level athletes to use as an anti-inflammatory, as pain relief, and because it's a food, there's no drug testing issue.
Tell us what's so fabulous about star anise in terms of our immune system.
Oh, star anise, the sultry fighter spice, I call it. It's the most beautiful spice looking. And it is, believe it or not, it's an antibacterial, it's an antiseptic. It also helps combat insomnia and pain relief. And the active compound in star anise is cooked down, and it is used for Tamiflu, which is the flu injection. Isn't that extraordinary that we have this beautiful spice native to southern China and Vietnam? And I hear that in China, when there's a flu outbreak, all of the shops that sell the dried spices, the star anise mysteriously disappears because everybody's making their own poultices and teas at home with star anise.
It was author Natasha McCullough speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about the health benefits of spices. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.